tubular things.
Tubular, that's right.
Tubular things on.
But remember, I got soaked a piece of cloth with gasoline and stuck it up, and Buddy Dagg said, "You're going to set the house on fire?" And I said, "I won't," and I didn't. But I went out this nest. It was flat, with a lot of little holes in it.
Yeah.
And you knock it off, it's a flat thing, about that big round. That's a date daub, right there. Mm-hmm. But it's a haunt. And that's the date daub. And I think he's different from a hornet, because a hornet's nest is a big, huge thing. Mm-hmm. But I never heard of them. They do have long tubes.
Yeah.
And that is date. You can feel it. This other is more like the texture of the hornet, sort of like papier-mâché.
What about the wasp nest?
What's the difference? Maybe a date daub is the same as a wasp.
What kind of nests do they build, do you know?
Wasp's nest, now that's something that's used for bait and fishing, too.
What is?
Used to what?
Wasp's nest. Are used for bait.
That's right.
And fishing.
Yeah, the larvae. Don't fool with the larvae.
Yeah,
that's right.
Been
yes. I wonder if they got a date dauber in here. I bet a date dauber and a wasp are the same thing. The wasp is a big oval thing. I said, that's right.
I said
we got a date dauber. Yes. But these things which look like a beehive, a beak of honeycomb. You remember when I knocked off from the army?
No, I don't.
But then against the side of the wall, up in the attic right now, I bet we can find, or garret, if you want to know the difference between garret and attic, I don't think there's any. They're long tubular things, made of gritty stuff, made of date. I had probably date daubers, these others are a different breed of wasps. Well, there's the praying mantis, and the aphids. They're wretched creatures. That's about the only insects I know anything about. I can think of that is date dauber, dirty, date cheap, date farmer.
They don't list it.
No date dauber.
That's
there's a local term. Apply to those things. I say, I bet if we go up in the attic right now, we'll find a lot of them inside the walls. They can find the cracks with the dark, sheltered, protected places.
Then the kind of insect that goes after other insects.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't.
I do.
Builds a web.
Of course, there's the shriek or the mockingbird, or the French mockingbird goes after insects.
Oh, spiders.
That's what I'm thinking. What? Just spiders.
Spiders.
Oh, spider, yeah. He's not an insect. He's eight-legged. He's an arachnid. An insect's are six-legged. So you said that's true when you said insect.
Okay.
He's not an insect.
If you go in somebody's house, you know, and you see up in the corner there, like...
Well, it's a cobweb, a spider web?
Yeah.
Because, interchange, I never heard a spider call a cob, but I looked it up once, and they are, but a cobweb and a spider web are used interchangeably. Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Would it make any difference if it were inside or outside?
Well, I think so. I believe it went down the cellar now to see some cobwebs. Heavy.
But out in the yard, that's
where the beautiful.
I never thought about that.
I know.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't call if you were going over to Nashville a few times in the early morning, running, you would never say I ran into a cobweb.
No, spider web. I never thought about that.
The cobweb is what you put on a wound to staunch the flow of blood. You've done that many times, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
When you cut yourself, little boy, and the blood